every company in the world.
One of the biggest things has been sort of a viral marketing strategy.
Just about 2%.
The carbon agenda is
a business.
It's going to be very significant indeed.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
Welcome to this week's 7 days, brought to you in conjunction with Cornwall Innovation Centres, accelerating the growth of business in Cornwall. Well, in a few moments, Matthew will be catching up with 3 years of the Poole Innovation Centre, but first, the news headlines.
The number of air passengers visiting the Isles of Scilly this year has dropped by a quarter, according to the Isles of Scilly Council. The recession is being blamed for the decline in numbers, as is the loss of the British International Helicopter Service. Campaigners on the Isles are calling for a long-term transport solution for both locals and holidaymakers. A local industrial gas publication is expanding into the American market after acquiring a US competitor. Truro-based magazine Gas World has agreed to buy Cryo Gas International, expanding the existing business and creating a platform to further launch its services within the USA. Technology and business conference Agile on the Beach has announced that for the first year ever, the event is totally sold out. More than 200 delegates will be attending the two-day event next month at Falmouth University. Organisers have set up a waiting list for people who have been unable to secure a ticket. And finally, winter sports enthusiasts will this season be able to fly to Switzerland and Austria from Newquay. The airport has announced a schedule of weekly departures to Bern and Salzburg in conjunction with Pepponi Tours from the end of December through to mid-February.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
The Poole Innovation Centre was the first in a group of innovation centres across West Cornwall and first opened its doors under the auspices of Plymouth University and funded by Convergence and ERDF funding just 3 years ago. It is now a thriving hub of business innovation and enterprise, helping to grow jobs and prosperity in Cornwall. The local MP, George Eustace, has been having a catch-up with the centre under the watch of the cameras.
I'm here today to find out a bit more about Poole Innovation Centre, to catch up with the new businesses that are here and to hear more about the work they're doing with the community. I've watched this project closely over the last 3 years, and when I was last here about a year ago there were around 150 people working here. We're now up to 250 people, just one office spare. So I think it's a fantastic success story, and going around today I've seen some great new businesses, innovative digital businesses. I've seen Head Forward, which is a software company and actually doing real top end software cloud technology for companies looking for servers. And I've also seen a wonderful project called Azook, which is looking at archiving old photos and old footage from Cornwall and marking that so that they know exactly who it is in the photos. And I've seen some really interesting new ideas as well, really embryonic businesses that have yet to launch, but have got some fantastically interesting ideas like Shopping Utopia, which is hopefully going to launch in the next few months. And the other really interesting thing about this project is that it's starting to benefit the whole community. We've got local hotels that have got an increase in their trade because we've got people that are coming down and working here and staying here. People who produce food locally, who are serving the area. And I think it's really just that, you know, the shops locally have seen a big boost in their trade. This has become a real hub and it's really, really great for the community in Poole.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
Now looking at the next 7 days with Nick Herrier.
As we're just hearing, the Agile on the Beach Technology Conference taking place at Falmouth University's Tremo campus on September 5 and 6 has completely sold out. A waiting list has been set up though, and email info@agileonthebeach.com if you'd like your name to be added to that. Another conference date for your diaries in September is Unlocking Potential's Connect event, taking place at the St Austell Business Park on September the 11th. A full programme of seminars and workshops has been organised, including one from Rugby World Cup winner and acting Cornish Pirates CEO Josh Lucy, who will deliver a special workshop on high-performing teams. Connect is free to attend. For booking details, go to the networking section on our website, www.businesscornwall.co.uk.
And we'll be having another 7 days podcast in 7 days' time. 7 days podcast brought to you by Cornwall Innovation, accelerating the growth of business in Cornwall.
7 days. With Business Cornwall.
7 days is produced for Business Cornwall by Kernopods.